You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
People have this, I don't know, kind of innate, inherent loathing of rats.
Well, yeah, they're dirty and they carry disease and they're
They creep us out.
Gross.
They just really creep us out.
Yeah.
Big rodents. I mean,
nasty.
A field mouse, people are like, yeah, okay, that's an annoyance. But something about the rats, that's just...
Big old tail on them.
Couple of big movies that came out in the 70s about rats. One was called Willard, and then its sequel was called Ben, and that's the one that Michael Jackson even sang the theme song to. Michael Jackson sang essentially a love ode to a rat named Ben, which is funny. Well, the people at Orkin put out a list every year, Jer. They like to let us know which cities in America are the rattiest.
Okay. Yeah, I saw this.
This is not a list that you want to come out on top. And for the eighth year in a row, the people of Chicago have got some work to do cleaning up their city.
Yeah, must be filthy there.
8 years as number one as the most rat-infested city in the country.
They love it, I guess. They loving that deep dish pizza out there. leftovers.
New York and L.A. were 2 and 3, followed by Washington and San Francisco. Yeah, okay. It's a lot of port cities I've noticed, and that's how the rats originally were moved all over the world, is they just hitched a ride on ships and showed up at ports. And
it's really highly populated areas, too, which I feel is more of a natural breeding ground for all those nasty critters.
Yeah, so, you start thinking, oh, well, we're here in the mountains, Mile High City. We ain't got no rats. Well, survey says that is wrong. Denver made the top 10.
Hey!
At number 10.
I think we're down a spot from last. I think we were 9 or something last year. Maybe.
So we're getting better?
We're getting better. We're cleaning things up a little bit. But I was doing some more reading about this, and we've been on this list for many years. I mean, I was reading stuff back into 2015, 2016 that we have a rat problem in Denver. And why is that?
It's, you tell me.
I don't know. What is it?
Rats?
I don't get it. I mean, I know during the pandemic it kind of exploded because all these restaurants were sitting empty and there was a lot of trash outside and things like that. So we had that little bit of a rodent population boom, but in general, I don't know. I've seen one rat in my life, and that was at our previous house. And I'm sure where there's one, there was a bunch. But he came running up on our back porch one night, and then he ran off. But then it turns out, I believe, some of the neighbors were having rat issues, and it all led to the chicken coop that was in somebody's backyard. It was directly behind us, and that's why I have such a bad taste in my mouth over chicken coops, because they bring in mice and rats. And that was the only time I saw one. I've never seen one out in public. But there is those. Have you seen those YouTube videos of the mice, like in New York and stuff, where they're just filming them? They're on the street. They're in the trash, and you see one like just pulling a slice of pizza down the street, like it's no big deal. They're just walking around like, oh, there's another rat. Ugh, I couldn't live like that.
Thanks for the treats.
Yeah, I could not live like that at all. So
you know
gross.
What comes to mind also when I think of rats is I think of a couple of books, The Rats of Nim.
Yeah.
You know, they were the super smart rats, building cities and everything. Mm-hmm. And then from Charlotte's Web, Templeton is the rat.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Who ends
that's
up helping,
a classic
right?
rat.
I mean, Templeton is the, is a scuzzy rat, but he ends up helping. So.
Oh, he's a good rat. And I just think of my mother-in-law, because she's a pack rat.
Okay.